the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this video, we want to talk about love in marriage, giving hope to all who embark on this vocation. You can be happy as much as possible in this world, living in marriage. There are many happy marriages, and everyone could be happy if they let go of all their selfishness and learned to truly love. However, since God is the source of all true love, no marriage can be truly happy without God. Therefore, the first thing is to marry in the church and put your home under the protection of God. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, wants to reign in your family. Without him, you can never have a happy marriage. The presence of God is not optional for those who want it, but necessary, because without God, no one can be happy. Many, of course, cannot understand this, but what they can understand is that they are not happy. They seek pleasure, comfort, and material things as if these things gave happiness. Perhaps they think that by working hard and having a lot of money, they will be able to buy happiness. But happiness is neither bought nor sold. We have it inside or we don't. Only those who have God and love him can be happy. We recommend that you never stop personal and family prayer. It is important to make the enthronement of the heart of Jesus in the home and the consecration to him of the whole family. Pray the rosary as a family. Go every day possible to visit the Eucharistic Jesus and to receive his embrace in communion. In this way, your love will grow day by day, and you will be able to feel the joy of God in your heart. And when you are united and happy, as far as humanly possible, think of others and help them to be happy too. Love is a beautiful word. There are countless songs and movies that exalt love, but sometimes it is a counterfeit love, because it is an adulterous love, where the protagonist, because he is handsome and friendly, seems to have the right to everything. It is the love of a movie, which does not last more than 2 hours. But real life requires that, to be happy, love needs to be eternal. You cannot live by changing partners like your shirts. You cannot go around the world saying to everyone who passes by, "I love you because I want to be with you." You have to be serious and responsible and not love temporarily. When the spouses are engaged in a marriage, that treasure of love must be taken care of very much, because it can be infected with the diseases of the modern world. And it can be lost if you only think about your own happiness. If you have found a good wife, do not be dazzled by false appearances. Do not sell her for anything or anyone. Do not be carried away by the desire for adventure or undue pleasures. Look at her, admire her, and give her all your love. If you go after other women, in the end, you will lose what is worth the most, your own wife. Take a good look at her, discover her treasures, and don't devalue her, don't mistreat her. Regain the lost love through tenderness and affection. Fall in love with her every day, and she will respond to you with an unconditional love that will make you immensely happy. And you, wife, if your husband is a good and faithful man, take good care of him. Do not lower him. Do not make him feel bad, comparing him with others who are more economically and socially successful. Always think that your husband is more important than all things in the world. Don't bother him with your cleaning manias. Teach him how to behave so as not to stain things uselessly, but do not tell him continuously, "Do not touch, do not stain, do not feel, do not move, do not put that there." It is as if you were saying to him, "I prefer that you go to the street and not make the house dirty. I prefer to have a clean house rather than you be happy in it." It would be preferable to say, "I love you so much that I don't care if you stain things, as long as you feel happy, although later you will have to help me clean." One important thing is to do things together to foster mutual love. Not just praying and going to parties, but also cleaning, someday cooking, going for a walk, studying. There are so many beautiful things that can be done together. There are so many little details that can make each other happy. It is so easy to sit together for a few moments to listen to that music that fascinated them when they were young, or to hold hands in silence, to smile at your spouse, or to give him or her a gift, or to say to him or her with the most beautiful words, "I love you." It is so easy to surprise the other from time to time with a bouquet of flowers or a box of chocolates, or write your spouse a beautiful card with beautiful words of thanks for all that he or she does. And when you have problems, it is easy to call your spouse on the phone to see how he is or she is and say, "Do not be afraid, I am with you. Everything will pass, don't worry. Let's trust God, let's put everything in God's hands." The important thing is not to leave love in the cold place of routine. Routine is a relentless rodent. After the first days of sweetness and happiness, the monotony of daily life sabotages many marriages. And without anyone noticing, things get heavier. You no longer throb with the eagerness of the arrival of your spouse. You are no longer expected as in other times. Everything seems to have changed, as if they had changed their personality. Years go by and routine, like a termite, evaporates what little is left of the dream. They look like two strangers living in the same house, thinking only of having sex. The freshness of the first love is lacking, color and originality are lacking, God is lacking, who is the only one who can renew the marriage with the fresh water of His divine love. Saint Exupéry said that loving is not looking at each other, but looking together in the same direction. Yes, look and walk together. Loving is not holding hands watching television or walking through the parks holding hands. Loving is much more. That is saying yes to each other at all times. And saying yes to each other means also saying yes to children and to God to fulfill His holy will. It is to renew in every moment of life the yes that one day they gave themselves before the altar in the presence of God as a witness. For this reason, when there is unfaithfulness, even in the thoughts, one is also being unfaithful to God. Each thought, word, or deed should unite the spouses more, because everything that separates and distances them from each other is heartbreak, infidelity to the marriage commitment. Prayer is so important in order to grow in the love of God. The more you love God, the more you will love each other. How beautiful it is to ask God every day for new eyes to see each other, like when you were dating. Those eyes that fascinated your spouse are still as beautiful as before. But why don't they fascinate your spouse anymore? Why doesn't the husband say, "You are beautiful and precious, and I love you with all my heart"? Why does the wife do nothing but criticize and demean him, as if he were a man incapable of solving problems? Why doesn't she appreciate him and doesn't want to be intimate with him? There is the case of a husband who, when his wife became seriously ill and had to have emergency surgery, began to pray and said to God, "Lord, if the operation goes well, I promise you that I will give her all the kisses that I didn't give. I will try to make her happy in every possible way. Now I understand, Lord, the great gift that you gave me and that I have not known how to value." He had to come to a difficult moment to know how to value his wife and make a resolution of amendment. Fortunately, the wife turned out well, and the married couple notably improved their relationship, helped by the parish group to which they belonged. Therefore, let's not forget that love is for today and that it must be demonstrated today. We must not leave for tomorrow what we must do today. Also, love should never be taken for granted. It must be manifested and said. Who does not like to be told that they love him or love her, that they admire him or admire her, that they feel good around him or her? How happy the husband will be if the wife tells him these things, or vice versa. Also, men, who are like big children, need the affection of the wife, and that she shows him her admiration and gratitude. Now we would like to ask you, how much are you capable of suffering for your spouse? What are you capable of doing for your spouse? When there are problems, Are you willing to talk to solve them? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.